The Ashanti Regional Chairman of the MPP, F.F. Antu, says despite Nanado's decision to temporarily stay out of active partisan politics, it will be in the interest of the MPP to have him again as flag bearer for the 2016 elections. He said Nanado is the most popular person within the MPP who has been tried, tested and proven to be a winnable candidate. Mr. Antu tells Radio Ghana that the MPP could be disunited if Nanado does not lead it into the 2016 elections.
MPP is a political party, and one of the major objectives of every political party is to win an election. When you talk about election, we are talking about numbers. The last election, Nanado contested, and out of the over 10 million votes that was cast, Nanado had 5 million of them. So he appears to be popular. He was defeated by just 300 votes, and even this number was contested at the higher court. And we all saw the judgment that came out of it. So we believe he's the most popular candidate among our people now. And as such, he should try and come back for the 2016 elections. And we should also try and put our act together. So we feel that with a little bit of push, he can win the election. That is my strong belief. Not only me, lot of people in Ashanti region who have looked at that belief. So that's why we're doing this reflection of what to do next. We should think about the desire of people. Part of the strategy is that we should get a very formidable candidate. There shouldn't be any primaries. We should allow him to come on the post. Why people talk about that we're going to conduct elections? If we've been in this party for some time, one factor that brings about factions in this party is during the fundamental election at the polling station level. When we go into regional elections, there are names. Oh, yeah, Mr. A's people are these guys, Mr. B's people are these guys. It transcends up to the national level. So if you want to talk about unity, you should settle on one person and move forward. And this is my strong belief that at the end, that will be about 73 years. But age is just numbers. It comes from yourself. If you think you'll be energetic enough, if you think you'll be healthy enough, that's a decision nobody can answer for him. He has to answer for himself. You might be a young person, but you might not be very healthy. Sitting outside and looking at somebody by his age and judging that he can't do the job will be making a very sad mistake.
And that was the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the MPP, F.F. Antu, on the candidature of Nana Akufo-Addo for the 2016 elections. Meanwhile, Eastern Regional Chairman of the party, Dr. Samuel Yao-Ano, says this is not the time for the party to be battling over who leads it in the 2016 election. He says the most important thing now is for the party to take stock of its activities and strategize properly to avoid a defeat in 2016.
Our presidential candidate, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has indicated that he wanted some time off to reflect upon his own political future. We met as a council, he expressed the same comment, and the council at that meeting decided on certain things that we should focus our priorities on. The first was the fact that we needed to bring this Supreme Court's judgment to a logical conclusion. There has been some development since Nana Addo accepted the verdict and decided that he was not going to seek review. Because of the court case also, our grassroots, the polling station, electoral area, constituents, and the regional level elections have all been put behind, and activities are more or less slowed down. The council also decided to set up a committee to look into this and bring forth timetables and recommendations about how to rejuvenate, how to hold elections at all these levels. There are also constitutional changes going on, which a committee has also been requested to look into. Now, these are the things, as a party, when we met, we decided to put our attention to. There is nobody in this party who would say that Nana Addo put up his best show, a presidential candidate put up his best show for us. At the moment, he's virtually about the most popular person in the party. So if somebody wants to be mischievous, somebody wants to play the game to his advantage, then he do not want to respect his own wishes that we should give him time to reflect. I think this whole jump to the radio stations about who the presidential candidate should be will just end up hurting the party rather than we focusing on the things that will unite the party and make the party prepare properly for 2016. I think we are jumping the gun here. We are forcing other people to come onto radio to discuss the matter. And the choice of a presidential candidate is not a matter that should be discussed on radio at this stage. We expect to give the party elders some time to reflect. We expect to have some backdoor meetings behind the door between the elders of the party. But this hurried appeals and throwing the whole thing onto the radios and onto public discussion, I think is too premature.
And that was the Eastern Regional Chairman of the MPP, Dr. Samuel Yao-Ano. And staying with politics, the Forum for Governance and Justice has asked the MPP to move on as the party's 2012 presidential candidate Nana Akufo-Addo enjoins his temporary leave from active partisan politics. The forum admits that Nana Addo is the most marketed and can do better in future elections, but wondered whether the party will elect him considering his age and its constitution. The convener of the forum, Samuel Nkubang, told George Asekere that the statesmanship shown by Nana Addo after the Supreme Court verdict on the election petition may not necessarily translate into votes in future elections for Nana Addo.
Nana Addo has clearly stated that he needs to take some time off active party politics, relax, reflect on what has happened, and then see the way forward. I have no doubt that his concession after the Supreme Court verdict has given him some level of sympathy and popularity among some Ghanaians, given that his party constitution will not allow him, by virtue of age requirement, to become the flag bearer in 2016.
Yes, but that has not been confirmed. I spoke to the general secretary of the party, and he says that there's nothing in the MPP constitution that bars anybody, including age, from contesting as flag bearer.
Well, of course, it's public knowledge that their constitution indicates that beyond a certain age, which is I think 70 or 72, you could no longer be the flag bearer and leader of the party. So the assumption from then was that, given the situation that by then another would be above the age, then of course the sympathy to lead the party would come from the result of the Supreme Court decision. And that is where I have the feeling that probably that is where this is playing out. But it will be interesting to see how it plays out.
But from where you stand, what should be the focus of the party at this stage?
Well, Nana Addo is taking some time off. I think the party has got to concentrate on the way forward. Well, of course, have a party structure. Nana Addo, they mustn't have to wait for Nana Addo to determine his next line of action before they proceed with what has to be done in terms of restructuring, getting their party executives in place, and then forging ahead to see who becomes the next flag bearer.
Nana Addo's decision to concede the defeat after the Supreme Court ruling and his calmness thereafter has been hailed by many people, and it is believed in a certain quarters that by that virtue alone, if he comes on board, chances are that, coupled with experience in the past where people who became president, apart from John Mahama, had to contest, lose, and finally became victorious. Based on that, it is possible that Nana Addo will win the elections in 2016, given the chance.
Oh, well, I winning elections is a whole lot more than just what has happened after the Supreme Court. No doubt his concession of the defeat was something that many admired, and that is one of the things the international community is talking about. Well, of course, he is a very well-marketed candidate. There's no doubt that he is popular across the country, but as to whether or not, given his age as well as his own party's internal politicking, whether he will make the good candidate or not is an issue we have to wait and see.
That was the convener for the Forum for Governance and Justice, Samuel Nkubang, in that interview with George Asekere.